everybody, and welcome back to Just for a Podcast, a High School Musical, the musical, the series podcast hosted by me, Ivy.
And me, Lauren.
What's been going on with you the past week?
Let's see. Oh, I went to see my my boyfriend, Niall Horan, for a day. That was quite fun. And I got to see Kelly Clarkson, which was also really cool after being a fan of hers for so long. Oh, yeah, and we won a record player, which I don't have, surprisingly.
I was going to say, so Lauren can finally play the records that she's been buying over the years, even though she didn't have one.
Listen, I only buy exclusives, so it's like, do I even play the exclusives, or do I, like, keep them wrapped up? What's the verdict?
I couldn't tell you the last time I played a record, and I have so many. Like, I open think them, I'm though. Just... I don't leave them, oh, okay. I don't leave them, like, in the plastic. I open all of them when I get it.
I mean,
because then
obviously all of mine is still wrapped.
Like, I at least feel like it's mine when I open it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I feel like if I leave it in the wrapping, it just means I'm going to sell it at some point. And I'm like, this isn't fun. Like, I don't feel like it's my record.
That's a good point. I think I'll at least do that. And then play, like, the regular vinyl that comes out and maybe keep the exclusive safer.
I keep all the stickers that come on the wrapping, though, that say, like, oh, blah, 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 exclusive, like, Walmart exclusive green something. I try and rip those off as, like, diligently as possible without messing anything up. And then you put them on? I put it on, like, the physical, like, back, not the
plastic. I'll probably do that.
That's what I do with the majority of them. Plugging my vinyl Insta. Ivy's vinyl, if you want to go look.
I was gonna say, if you didn't know, Ivy is the queen of vinyl. You know what she also is? TikTok famous.
Oh my god.
You can't not say you weren't TikTok famous this week.
Guys, I can't escape it, actually. No, okay, so here's the thing. I was getting a new phone. Because my dad's phone has been garbage lately. So I was like, okay, I'll just get a new phone. You can use the one that I... Because he was on, like, my old 6S or something, and it just, like, would not charge anymore. It was...
Dang.
She was real old. We were gonna do it all in one day, but I have 30,000 pictures on my phone, so it took a little bit of a minute for it to transfer over to the new phone. So the chick at AT&T was like, okay, just take these home with you, like, make sure everything transfers over, and then come back tomorrow and we'll get his number on this phone. And I was like, cool, 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 sounds good. So everything transferred over onto my new phone, and it popped up on my old phone, like, do you want to erase everything on this phone, yada, yada. And I was gonna go ahead and do it, and then I was like, wait, TikTok drafts don't transfer over.
Good thing you remembered.
I know, because that happened when I went from, like, my X.
I remember, like, my when XS that happened to you.
My 12. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, all the drafts just stayed on my old phone, which I had all this time. So, like, I could have used them if I wanted to, but, like, none of them really meant anything. It was just me trying stupid filters or something. But my phone that my dad has now had the draft of me and Ross Lynch when we made that TikTok before. But, like, when we messed up or something because we couldn't hear the audio. And I just quickly posted it. And I was like, oh, posting this so I don't lose it when I transfer my phone.
You didn't even, like, hashtag anything, right?
I didn't hashtag anything. Yeah. Literally, that's the caption, was posting this so I don't lose it in my drafts when I transfer my phone. That's the whole caption. And somehow, it has now blown up. More than double. The original video did. It's done double what the original one had. And I'm so confused. All the while I did this, my drafts transferred over.
They did?
My drafts somehow are on this phone, so I didn't even have to post it.
Wait, let's talk about the bane of my existence, Barstool Sports, and what they posted.
for your video.
Okay,
so Barstool Sports would not leave me alone.
No, they
were commenting on multiple of my posts saying, can you check your DMs? Can you check your DMs? Blah, blah, blah. So they DM'd me and asked me to post the video. And I was like, fuck, sure, like, go ahead. And so I get tagged in it on TikTok that they posted it. And they put this cringy freaking Snapchat text on it that said, look who we got to do a TikTok with us with some laughy face or something. I was like, why are you making it look like I put this cringy freaking like caption
on this video? Because so I, in fact,
did not.
It's so funny.
Like, why are you making it look like I said this? Because I did not.
Look who we got to do a TikTok with us.
Who is, first of all, who is we?
Yeah.
The TikTok is me and him.
Second of all, who was writing the account who thought that was a good idea to put that?
Like, what, like, why was this addition made? And then I had some other media outlet today message me and ask if they could post it, but one of their, like, requirements was, like, you had to check a box that, like, no other media outlet or anybody had used it before or something. And I had to DM them and be like, Barstool Sports posted this. So,
are they considered media? I guess they are.
I have no idea.
I would, all, yeah, I know, I is think
like, why did you put that on there?
I'd be like, have you heard of at They Call Me Ivy? That this is the media outlet.
Like, just the fact that they added that fake Snapchat on there. I'm like, for what reason, honestly? Like, what did this add to the video that you had to put this on here?
My other favorite thing that happened was someone's comment saying something like, so we're just going to act like that's not Ross Lynch or something like that.
My favorite thing was Just Dance commenting on my
They did?
Yeah. It was so Just Dance. I think they just said like, Ross, what are you doing here? Or something like that.
That's
like,
pretty funny.
But it was the Just Dance account. And somebody was like, oh, Just Dance, like, are you going to tell us more about the lore? And like, it was something. Oh, girly from Doogie Kamealoha, Emma Maisel, the best friend in this show that is in the best friend's brother couple, liked my TikTok about them.
Oh. I don't think I saw it. Two, I don't watch the show yet. And I know I need to.
You've seen it because you commented on it. I made it months ago. It was just a TikTok that was like, I started watching the show and nobody told me there was a best friend's brother like couple in it or something. And you commented like, wait, we love a BFB or something like that.
Oh, okay.
And
I thought it was recent.
I just like got a rant. No. It was like an old one. And I just got a notification that she liked it. And I was like, oh, hi, Emma.
That's cool.
What else?
I saw Ant-Man.
I have not. I got MoviePass again. But I haven't seen Ant-Man yet.
I'm not going to say anything because I don't think many people have seen it.
My follower count is like scaring me.
What are we at now?
Like 64, 65.
Sheesh. I can't believe I co-host
64
with Ivy.
64.5.
Dang.
And I was at like 58 or 59 prior to this.
I need you to get famous so I can live out my dream about being a famous person's friend. Like, I want to be Stassi Baby.
I need to get
to your Kylie Jenner.
Oh, my God. No, Alondra and I were talking yesterday, and I was like, I want to get famous enough to the point that I get invited in a suite to an Islanders game. Because, like,
ooh.
Because when you're a celebrity and you're, like, a fan of a team or something, like, those teams always, like, hear that. And then they, like, Chloe Grace Moretz is a big Isles fan. And so, like, she gets, like, suites at the games and stuff. And they,
oh, that's cool.
Like, oh, they, like, always post, and they're like, Chloe's in the house tonight, blah, blah, blah. And I told Alondra, I was like, I want to get famous enough to the point that the Isles invite me to a game.
Okay, so manifest that so my manifestation can also come true.
They invited that one TikTok girl, the Long Island mom, the one that does the, like, skits being the Long Island mom. She's like, Rebecca, what are you doing? I don't
know. Oh, yes, I know who you're talking about. Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, they invited her. They invited her to a game, and she, like, got to throw out shirts and stuff. And Madison Beer went to a game once. That was really random.
I'm waiting for that Ivy on the Jumbo screen.
Invite me to a game, Islanders. I know you're listening to this.
I know you're here, Matt Barzal.
I know you're listening, Matt.
I'm going to just be in the
Casey
background.
Casey Cizikas. Oh, my God. Speaking of game, I literally bought a jersey yesterday. Okay. Reason being.
You're going.
I was planning on buying a jersey. Yeah, I'm going next month. And I was planning on buying a jersey there. I was like, oh, part of the experience. Like, buy a jersey at UBS. Like, cool, cool, cool. Then I was looking at the jerseys online yesterday. And I thought about it. And I was like, if I buy it online, I can use Klarna.
Oh, T.
So that's what I did. I was like, it's okay, because now I'll have it to wear to those games next month.
And you don't have to account for, like, extra luggage space, because you already got it.
This is true. This is true. This is very true. I'm going to use my new Spider-Man luggage to go. I'm so excited. Lauren and bestie Alondra and I are planning a weekend getaway, which I'm really excited about.
Much needed.
Much needed. Because I was talking to one of my coworkers, Shelby, about this the other day, and I was like, I love my best friends, and I love the things that we do together, because they're always very fun. We're always going to Disney, going to concerts, fun things. But we're always so go, go, go.
Mm-hmm.
When we're together, that we never really just hang out. And it sucks, because when you think about, like, having girlfriends and stuff, you just think of, like, sleepovers, hanging out, watching movies, yada yada. But we don't live close enough to do that.
That is true.
And when we see each other, we're always too busy to ever do that. Because I feel like that was part of what was so great about our trip for my 21st at Disney, was because the parks closed so early.
So good.
We got, yeah, like, because the parks were closing so early, we got to just go back to the hotel room, go back to, like, the room and just hang out.
That's true.
Which was, like, part of what was so great about it. And then Lauren and I were gonna just, we had no plans for when we were gonna go to Salt Lake City. We were just gonna, like, chill. Go see East High and then just hang out. But that did not get to happen. So we're planning this now.
It's kind of like when I was just in Florida with Isabel. Speaking of Isabel, she just texted me. But anyways.
Oh my gosh, queen. Is she coming? Make her come.
I haven't told her, but I'll tell her. I'm seeing her Thursday. Yes. But anyways.
Also, I haven't seen her in so long. I want to see her.
I know. Since what? New York?
2020.
My goodness.
It's been almost exactly 3 years in, like, a couple weeks.
That was 2020? It was right before.
It was right before pandemic hit.
Because we saw, like the last Broadway show, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Or something like that.
Yeah, you guys saw last day. I saw second to last day.
Yeah.
Because Sabrina had two nights on Broadway. She had opening night, my show, and then the next day.
Every time I hear that, it hurts.
That poor girl.
I know.
Okay, anything else we need to discuss?
I don't think so. I can't recall.
There's a Ted Lasso Build-A-Bear I really want to get.
I told you to get it.
I know, but I'm not trying not to spend money. If anybody wants to gift it, I'm just kidding. Don't, do not. Do not send the Ted Lasso Build-A-Bear to either of us. I will literally return it to give you your money back if any of you all were to do that.
The only thing I have left to say is Stream Heaven by Niall Horan.
Exactly. Also stream Always Get This Way by the Aces.
Slay. I can't wait for that era.
Oh my god, I'm so excited for this new album. I'm so pumped. Stream anything by the Aces, honestly, if you guys haven't yet.
Yeah.
Love them. I was listening to them, like, super hardcore the other day when that song came out. I was just playing everything. Ugh, miss them. Love them. The Jonas Brothers are going on tour again.
Who? I'm just kidding.
I thought, like, I cut out or something.
No, no, no. We'll see. Will they rope me back in?
The few songs that they have played from the album on their little TikTok lives that they did the past couple days were pretty good, if I say so myself.
Oh, I heard the only really things I saw were them singing Much Better, which I'm pretty sad about missing, and Can't Take My Eyes Off of You cover. Ooh. But yeah, I'm just kind of waiting for the album. We shall see.
The album. That's it. The album.
The hat.
Because I couldn't think of anything better.
It's like I'm roasting them for calling it the album, but Niall's album is called The Show. But I feel like that has more of like a meaning.
That's at least
like Welcome to the Show.
For the album. Like the album is called The Show. Not the album is called The Album.
True. True.
Maybe I'll hit up a Niall Midwest show if he's anywhere near me enough. And I mean,
I'm coming to that show.
I'm scared to get trampled.
You're not going to get trampled. It's not a hairy show.
Okay. Yeah, but okay, guys, here's the thing. I have a fear of going to shows of One Direction members as someone that wasn't a high-key One Direction girly, because I feel like the fans are going to shank me, because I feel like in their mind they're like, if she was not listening to Harry Styles since he worked in a bakery and popped out of his mommy's womb, she doesn't deserve to be in front of me. And then I get scared.
Listen, but you're with me, so it's fine.
This is true. I always have to have somebody as, like, a cop-out.
I'm your hall pass for these shows.
Yeah, I was like, I have to have, like a by association.
Yeah. Also, though, I'm telling you, Niall shows are so...
way chiller.
So chill.
Good. I need a chill concert. Because I'm going to be going to a lot of bops this summer.
Me too, actually.
Okay, what are we discussing this week?
Let's just dive in 20 minutes later.
Let's just jump right in 20 minutes later.
We are covering episode 7 of Wednesday, If You Don't Woe Me By Now.
A synopsis of this episode. Kooky Uncle Fester pays a visit and shares his theory about the monster. Wednesday begrudgingly agrees to a date with Tyler at Crackstone's Crypt.
I was so excited when I read, because I always do read the little synopsis to see Uncle Fester was back, because I wasn't expecting him. So that was nice to see.
Fred Armisen. When I see Fred Armisen, I think of Easy A every time.
Really? What do I think of?
That's what comes to mind.
I don't think anything specific comes to mind for me, besides just, like, SNL.
Him playing Amanda Bynes' father that was, like, a pastor, priest. I don't know the difference. Which is which? Pastor's Catholic? I don't know.
I think both are. Yeah, there's a Catholic priest, but we also have pastors at our church. Clearly,
only P1 I know is the Pope.
Clearly, I have not gone to Catholic school since 8th grade.
Clearly, I'm not prepared for this Joshua massacre.
Clearly, we're not prepared for Easter Sunday.
Guys, we're literally seeing Josh on Easter.
Wild.
No, I don't know the difference in, like, a pastor or a priest. A priest, no. Is a pastor the one who marries people? Who marries people? A priest.
Hold on, I'm Googling. Difference?
A priest.
I feel like all of my ancestors are just, like, judging me right now. Okay, hold on. What? No, hold on.
What is it?
This thing says priest basically means you're, like, older than a pastor. I'm like, I don't think that's it.
What?
Okay, okay,
so priest. What's the age cut
I think priests are specifically... I'm so sorry for spreading misinformation, but I think...
I was like, you're the one between the two of us listen, that actually has attended church.
Yeah, best see a laundry on here. But I think, like, a priest is, like, Catholic, but pastors can serve as, like, chaplains. Like, at my hospital, if we... If someone is requesting...
So a pastor's the one that marries people?
No, priests marry people.
No.
But I think both can... I think priests can marry if it's a church wedding, but pastors marry if it's not.
Okay.
Y'all, if you type in google.com, it will be a much better explanation of the difference. I don't even know if y'all care about this.
I'm the pastor, priest, Jesus Christ, Mother Mary up in heaven. Hallelujah. Holy shit, where's the Tylenol? Where are we at?
We didn't even start.
Have we even started that episode?
We didn't even start.
Okay, so starting
Speaking
off,
of,
I said,
we're at a funeral. As if,
we're at a funeral and they're reading some stuff, probably from the Bible.
You want to?
I almost
the Bible. You want to know a really okay? This is gonna sound. You want to know a funny funeral story? I used to have to like.
Oh my god, I've got one too.
Okay, I'll go first. So I used to have to altar serve at when I went to Catholic school. And it was, you were, like, really, it was cool to serve funerals because you got to be, like, pulled out of class during the day, and which is really bad because it's a funeral. But we used to get excited about that. Oh, my God. I'm going to HE Double Hockey Sticks. Anyways.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Have you seen that movie before?
What?
HE Double Hockey Sticks.
No.
That was, like, the weirdest movie I've ever seen.
Is it a scary movie?
No, it's a Disney movie.
What?
Yes, HE Double Hockey Sticks. It's, sorry, hold on. Let me make sure. It's got, I'm pretty sure, Will Ferdell from Boy Meets World, Ron Stoppable. Yes. He's like a demon that was sent by, Rhea Perlman from Matilda. And... He was sent to mess up, like, Matthew Lawrence is a hockey player in the movie, uh-huh. And Will Friedle was, like, sent to mess up his hockey career. or something. I think I watched it once, and Gabrielle Union's in it randomly. It's so odd. But continue your
Anyways.
Alter versus
So... During funerals, there's this, like, incense thing that you're supposed to burn during the service. And one time, I was standing there with the incense for so long that it literally just, like, took over my body and I pass out on the altar. And then I go to the hospital.
Lauren, you even made a funeral about yourself.
I know. It's so bad. But yeah.
And it's a funeral of a person you didn't even know you made about yourself.
So bad. And I was excited to go to. That's just so bad rethinking about my childhood.
My funny funeral story is actually from the funeral of a person I know. It was my grandma's funeral. And one of our cousins, Chris, he like works a funeral home. So Chris was at the funeral because he's in the family, but also because he was, like, running the thing. And I don't remember who was speaking, like, up at the podium, but somebody's talking, and Chris and someone are sitting down at, like, the piano in the back of the room while somebody was talking at the podium. And Chris is a big guy. Chris is, like... definitely like maybe upper 300s, 400 pounds. And all of a sudden, we just hear a crack in the back of the room, and then the piano stool that Chris was on just busted.
No.
And there was a cabinet behind him, and he tried to like stop himself from falling, and then so the shelf in the cabinet falls, and everything was just falling.
During Chris the service? On the
crowd during the funeral. And like everyone was laughing, and my dad just said, "Mom would have wanted nothing else."
Okay, that's like a really nice, funny story.
Yeah, like dad said, "Mom is laughing right now," and like we all okay, were like,
"I like
grandma's
that.
Losing it." Yeah, we all were like, "Grandma's losing it right now." At Chris on the ground. Chris and Kevin busting the piano stool. Like, it was so funny. But as if funerals like aren't depressing enough. What?
Yeah. No, I'm just thinking,
as if they're not depressing enough. This one is
funny
like
stories.
Out. Yeah.
Because what if we just told really sad stories right now? That would not be good.
What if I was like, "Oh yeah, like my nanny died last year."
Anyways.
Actually, that wasn't last year. That was a couple years ago.
That was, yeah.
But, like, as if a funeral isn't sad enough, this one is outside and it's pouring.
And
which just makes it even more
Lucas,
depressing.
That's his name, right?
Yeah.
And then Lucas and his mom don't even have umbrellas.
No, they're just sitting there getting poured on at his
so
dad's
sad.
Funeral.
At least have a hood.
Exactly. Wednesday starts running after a man in the woods after the funeral's over, and then we see that it's Uncle Fester, and we see Wednesday's first true, like, genuine, full smile.
I just love how she's only smiley around him.
Only happy around Uncle Fester. I wrote down here, "Where is Nevermore set?" Because Fester said he was on the way to Boston, but I got my answer later. I just could not remember where they're supposed to be at in the country. Where do we think the Adams family is from? Do we know where they live? Because we know Enid's a Bay Area girly.
Oh, I can't recall if they... I think we're supposed to know.
Do we know? I can't think.
Let's Google.
Well, we find out Nevermore is in Vermont. Because that's what Kinbot's license plate was.
Oh, they originated from New Jersey.
Oh.
At least that's what this first thing says.
So Fester needs to lie low somewhere, keep it on the DL. He's hiding out in the bee shack. And he identifies the monster as a hide, like Jekyll and Hyde.
Mm-hmm.
I love whenever he's talking about his experience at the mental hospital and he says he got his first lobotomy there. And he said, "You know, lobotomies, they're like tattoos. You can't get just one."
Ugh, that hurts my head.
Thinking about a lobotomy terrifies me because of my senior year when we had to read One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
I do not believe I had to read that.
Have you seen the movie ever?
I don't think so.
With, like, Nurse Ratched?
Mm-mm.
Do you remember the show that Emily Blunt is in on Netflix called Ratched?
Yes, but I never watched it.
I haven't watched it either. We had to read the book and watch the movie.
Emily Blunt was in
year.
That? Hmm? Emily Blunt was in that?
She plays, Nurse Ratched in the Netflix show.
Why did I think it was,
Wait, no. Sarah Paulson?
It's Sarah Paulson,
not
yeah.
Emily Blunt.
Okay.
Not Emily Blunt.
I was like,
not
wait.
Emily Blunt.
I was like, I see Sarah Paulson's
no,
face.
I don't know why I said Emily Blunt.
It's okay.
No, it's 100% Sarah Paulson.
We got there. Because I was like, I see Sarah Paulson's face on the screen right now.
Yeah, no. No, it is not. I was wrong there. But we had to read it and watch the movie. my senior year, and we had to, like, obviously identify the differences between, like, the movie and the book. And in the book, one of the, like, mental hospital patients, like, essentially, like, drowns himself in the, like, therapy pool.
Oh.
He, like, pushes his hands down in the grate in the bottom of the pool so that he, like, can't float up.
Yeah.
And that doesn't happen in the movie. Like, his character survives in the movie. And so when we were listing, like, differences between the movie and the book, I was like, oh, like, blah, blah, blah doesn't die in the movie. And she was like, yes, he does. And I was like, no, he doesn't. Like, that never happened. And she was like, no, like, I feel like I specifically, like, remember his death scene in my head. And I was like, it did not happen. And she literally had to Google if this character died in the movie. And she was like, huh, I guess it didn't. And I was like, how many years have you been teaching, like, this book and you did not know this?
Clearly she doesn't watch when she puts it on for y'all.
Obviously she does not pay attention. Fester suggests that Wednesday check the Nevermore founder's diary, Nathan Faulkner, because he researched outcasts and any kind of monsters or creatures prior to founding Nevermore, before he, like, protected them. Enid is making any excuse to come into the room just to see Wednesday.
You know the shot of her side of the room?
Yeah.
You know what it reminded me of?
What?
The first time I saw your sister's room with all of her, right? Remember the first time I saw it?
Oh,
I was,
my,
like,
God,
taken aback.
Oh, God.
Am I wrong, though?
No. Not at all.
It's literally her room.
Enid and Wednesday have a whole old married couple argument. Mm. About, like, your typewriter's loud, you listen to annoying music, but they just don't want to accept the fact that they miss each other. Xavier is in the Nightshade's library, and Wednesday is, of course, just calling out all the coincidences to him of why she's convinced he's a monster. She's like, you always show up right after something happens, and... like, you know what the monster looks like.
All your drawings.
And no one else does. Yeah. Which, I mean, honestly, she's got some solid points.
She does. But again, I just think it's too on the nose.
See, I was telling this to Alondra yesterday. I said, I kind of feel bad for Xavier in the sense that, like, Wednesday has very solid reasons for why she thinks it's him, but also... he's at the point where he's like, it doesn't matter what I say, you're not gonna believe me. Because this is just in her head now. Like, she's convinced
it's
him.
She's not gonna drop it.
No matter how many... yeah, like, no matter how many times he tells her, I'm not the monster, it's not me. She's still not listening.
No.
It's a tough situation to be in.
Yeah, that's true. I would just be so frustrated at that point.
Yeah, and then he's like, oh, if I'm the monster, like, why haven't I killed you yet if you've been around so much? And she's like, for whatever reason, you seem to like me. And then he said, what's to like? And I was like, oh,
yeah, I was like, ooh, mic drop.
He came for her with that one. And then Uncle Fester comes out of the freaking woodworks, like, shipping them. He said, oh, my God, you two have tension. He said, you could cut it with an executioner's ass. I was dead. I was like, Uncle Fester's so messy for that.
Seriously. He just wants to be in the drama. He's just like me.
He said, you two kind of, like, got a thing going on, don't you? Wednesday was like, what are you talking about? And Thing and Fester have beef.
I love that part.
Because Thing took too long to pick a lock on a mission that they had, I guess, like, a while ago. But Thing picks the lock for Nathaniel Faulkner's diary and then does, like, a curtsy.
Yeah.
When he, like, kills me. So they're reading Nathaniel Faulkner's diary, reading up on hides, and we find out. So, like, she says, Hyde are artists by nature, but they're equally vindictive in temperament, which obviously this is another hint at Xavier, artists by nature.
Mm-hmm.
Hydes get unleashed from traumatic events, and they're controlled by their liberators. So Wednesday discovers that she's looking for not only the monster, but the monster and its master.
I was like, Hydes are basically Winter Soldiers, right?
Oh, see, I was going to say a Kenema. We got two very different.
Wow.
Two very different ends of the spectrum.
Wow, seriously.
You said Winter Soldier. I said that MTV show. But a Hyde is like a Kenema, because they had like...
Yeah.
Like creepy freaking Gerard controlling Jackson. Spoiler alert for Teen Wolf, yes. If you haven't watched the 2011 television program. So Thornhill gives like a couple knocks on Wednesday's door and then just walks in. I feel like she should not just be allowed to just walk in.
No, the door should be answered.
Yeah, because what if these underage girls were like changing
for real
in the room or something? You shouldn't just be able to just waltz your way in. But Thornhill's basically trying to, like, get the tea from Wednesday on what happened with her and Enid. And Wednesday's like, it's fine, I'll live by myself. And Xavier is meeting someone. Wednesday hears him on the phone say that he's going to meet someone. Wednesday and Fester are going to follow Xavier to see who he's meeting. And they get in the little dog mobile.
The Dalmatian motorbike.
It cracks me up. It made me think of Hotel for Dogs. That the big dog van that like Kyla Pratt was driving around.
Any motorbike just reminds me of Hagrid.
Xavier's in Dr. Kinbot's car. This is when I wrote Vermont! Exclamation point. Because I saw the her license plate. Wednesday shows up at Dr. Kimbot's office and is, or no, Wednesday goes to Weems' office.
Weems' office.
And Dr. Kimbot's there. And Wednesday's kind of dropping hints to Kinbot about, oh, like, hypnosis and controlling and blah, blah, blah. And Kinbot's like, what are you, Oh, my God. At the weather vane.
Wait, really quick. I hate the font of the weather vane. Like, the font of the logo. Yeah. It's, like, the most basic... Ugh. Who did that?
At the weather vane, when Fester eats the crusty ketchup...
Ugh, ew.
...off of the tip of the...
Oh, I'm gonna throw up.
The nastiest thing.
Yeah.
There is, like, disembowelment on this show, and, like...
And that's what's like,
ripped off appendages, but I was the most grossed out by him eating the crusty ketchup from the bottle.
So nasty.
At the weather vane. So gross. Tyler's dad comes in and Fester disappears because we find out that Sheriff Galpin says there's a bank robbery suspect around town, and the picture is like very obviously Uncle Fester. Tyler tells Wednesday to meet him at the crypt for their date.
He's really pushing.
Listen, he's stronger than me.
Yeah, same.
To set up this date in a crypt. I think I would have just stopped trying at this point if I was him. I would have been like, this one's just not working out for me. There's just not. I say this as if I didn't like the same guy for like 8 years. Never mind, maybe I am Tyler Galpin.
No, it's like a wait.
Never mind, maybe he is relatable. Wednesday is missing Enid and tells Thing to guard Nathaniel Faulkner's diary in the room. Wednesday gets to the crypt and Tyler has set up a whole movie date in there. He's got lights.
Okay.
He's got
it's
a big old
screen. Cute. I thought it was
it is
so cute.
And it's like he's meeting her halfway. He's setting up this cute date, but he's like, oh, we're also surrounded by like a dead body. So
yeah.
So like, and then this is right up your alley.
He plays Legally Blonde, the scariest movie for her.
The horror movie.
Her face. The way kills me.
Alondra was behind me in the show at the point that I watched this episode. Mm-hmm. And the second I heard signs up, it's a little after 12. I literally went, are they watching Legally Blonde? And
I think
Alondra went, what?
I also went, Legally Blonde?
But where did Tyler get the film reel for this movie? That's my question.
True.
Very true. Because he was playing it on like an old like film projector.
He went on all the stops.
He went deep diving. So Wednesday's still rejecting him, even after this whole date, even while they're in there. She's like, I'm not who you want to have as a friend, let alone more than friends. When Tyler said, don't do that, don't discount my feelings, I was like, oh, I know. Ooh. That was attractive. I was like, that was attractive.
Yeah. And then she's just like still talking herself down. I was like, Wednesday. She just like me. Like, I am.
I was just going to say, you act like that's not you.
It's literally me, you guys.
That's actually you.
Unfortunately.
I just want to one more time just applaud.
What are we applauding?
Mr. Hunter Doohan.
Who's that?
For straight baiting everyone.
Oh, is that Tyler? Oh, I know.
That man straight baited the masses.
Did he? He straight baited me.
Have you heard him actually speak?
No, because I haven't. I'm trying not to get spoiled, so I haven't even like looked up the cast member names or like anything.
Oh, he put that straight accent on. He had that the straxent, the fraxent.
Not the
Fraxent. No, his voice is not like that at all.
Wow, I was giggling. My feet were up in the air.
No, he fooled everyone. He had them freaking, he's precious. And then you hear him talk and you're like, this is not what I was expecting.
Angry at you, like when you got hurt. She's like, that was the first reaction. Like, why were you so stupid? What were you doing? Oh. She's like, you hurt my baby. I'm like, I am the baby.
Okay.
He had everyone fooled.
He got me fooled. That's acting.
That's a 28-year-old gay man, and he had that chemistry on lock with Jenna Ortega, which, I mean, let's be honest, I don't feel like it would be that hard to have chemistry with Jenna Ortega.
Yeah.
But still, props to Hunter.
Props. I did love that.
Way to go, Hunter.
That don't discount my feelings.
No, he said that, and I was like, I would have folded Wednesday. I get it. I get it, Wednesday.
Unfortunately, that was a scene from my own life.
But throughout all of this, when they're about to kiss, Sheriff Galpin comes in.
Breaks it up.
Wednesday's room. Yeah, breaks it up. Wednesday's room is completely crashed. Everything is on the ground everywhere. The diary's gone. And Thing is stabbed up against the wall.
Like, I was already hurt when Thing was stabbed, but once the knife was out of him, ugh. That was so nasty. I could not watch that whole thing. The only thing I saw was, like, Jenna crying. I mean, Wednesday
crying. Yeah, so Wednesday runs to the B Shack to get Fester to help save Thing. No, Wednesday tearing up got me.
Yeah.
Her crying got me because she always said she would never cry. And like as much as she always bickers with Thing, she thinks he's dead and she's crying.
Her bestie.
That's her BFF.
If you die, I will kill you.
If you die, I will kill you. Fester is like shocking Thing back to life.
I thought that was like that was a little comedic relief during that time.
It was funny the way he would only use one finger.
Yeah, I mean a little tiny each. Thing.
I should not have been this upset over a hand when For I first real. Watched this show.
Well, I was like, thought he died.
I know. I was like,
wait, does Thing have pronouns
over this hand? I think she says he.
Okay. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, she says he, because, like, Enid says things mad at you. And Wednesday goes, why is he mad?
Okay, just making sure.
don't want to misgender this hand.
No, not they.
Faulkner spent years studying hides and was killed by one. We find this out from Weems. Because Weems knew all along that the monster was a hide.
Mm-hmm.
And was once again just covering it up because that's just the thing she does, apparently. She just covers everything up.
Frickin' Weems.
And hides were banned from Nevermore like 30 years ago or something. They're not mm-hmm. allowed to attend anymore. We also find out that Mayor Walker was looking for Laurel Gates and that her body was never found when she drowned overseas. That was one of the last files that he found that his dad was looking at. Because Laurel wants revenge on everyone that wronged her family. So,
I mean, makes
Mayor
sense.
Walker being one of them, everybody. Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, her whole family, like, died or killed themselves, one of the two. So, I would be probably a little bitter also.
I mean, we're not condoning revenge, but it makes sense.
Not condoning the revenge and murder part, yes. But I'm saying I would probably be a little mad.
Yes, I would have some strong feelings.
Yes. Wednesday is absolutely convinced Dr. Kimbot is Laurel, and this is when she's just going into her at Dr. Kimbot's office.
Literally,
she brings
like,
the music
attack,
box.
Attack, attack, attack.
It's like the same thing we were saying with the Xavier thing. Like,
yeah.
This is in her head. It's like it's in her head to the point that no matter what Kimbot says, she's not going to believe her.
Yeah.
So, which Wednesday has great research skills and she's done so well up until this point.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand her being confident in her answers. But you also can't be so, so sure of something when you're wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless you have, like, point-blank period proof.
Yeah.
You can't be accusing people that harshly.
No, because she's making good points, but it's all speculation.
Yeah.
Or / coincidences. Like, with the roses.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought that.
Mm-hmm. So Wednesday leaves the office, but then we see that the monster is at Dr. Kimbot's office, and she gets attacked. Wednesday is in Xavier's shed, and she sees that he painted Kimbot all cut up.
Mm-hmm.
So he knew that was going to happen. So she's still so convinced Xavier's a monster. So she plants evidence and, like, a knife and things in his shed, and Sheriff Galpin comes and arrests Xavier.
It's the most, so, like, planted evidence. Like, he couldn't have hit it
really
a
is.
Little better.
Enid is moving back into the room.
I'm so happy.
And Enid is kind of rekindling the relationship, the friendship, like, and was like, oh, well, Tyler's working a late shift tonight, so you can go see Tyler. And
too bad she didn't meet Uncle Fester.
I think they would have been besties.
Yeah.
Enid's all about the drama. Dude, the second Fester was like, oh my god, did you see the tension her and Xavier have? Enid would be like, oh my god, I know.
Yeah.
They show up Wednesdays at the Weather Vane, and you guys know I'm a little hoe for neon. I love it when a room is just lit up by neon.
That you do.
My favorite thing ever. And Tyler and Wednesday are talking, and they kiss. And then the shock, the gag, the craziness of it all.
The vision.
After they kiss Wednesday gets a vision and sees Tyler as the hide.
And killing the doc.
What were your thoughts?
I mean, I didn't particularly see it coming, but because remember I said, like, I knew something was sus about him
mm-hmm.
this whole time. But I don't know.
I don't know. See, it's crazy. It's crazy once you know it's him.
Yeah.
Because then when you go back and see the former episodes, all the things start to line up. So, like,
what I don't get is, like, so he hurt himself when he got hit or cut?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. Okay, go with what you were saying.
Well, like, the vision she gets at the dance, you see it's after he bumps into her. When like everybody, when like everybody's chaos. Running around because of, yeah, because of the blood and stuff. You see, once you know it's him, that she gets that after he hits her.
Oh my God. I cannot wait to rewatch.
No, it's so crazy when you go back and watch everything in context.
Ooh.
See, I was kind of gooped and gagged.
Like, you didn't expect it at all.
Somewhat, yes. But still, like, the reveal was crazy. Like,
that's how I feel. That's how I feel.
Yeah, like I had assumptions it was him, mm-hmm. but seeing the vision, like, of him as it in my, like, I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
I definitely was shooked.
No, it was wild. It was wild. Shout out to Hunter Doohan.
And then she literally just dips.
Yeah, she said, GTG.
What did she say? She said something about, like, psychotic boys
or
something?
She was like, of course the first boy I kiss would be, like, a psychotic, like, murderous, like a psychotic serial killing monster or something.
And then she goes, I guess I have a type. Oh, man. She funny. But
love her.
You were right last week about how mad I was going to be about there being a cliffhanger. Because I want to watch so bad.
I knew it.
It was, this episode was good, though. Like.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because now I was thinking about who the master is. And there's just so many options.
Who are your thoughts?
I mean, there's Weems. There's his dad. But I also don't really think it's his dad. But I mean, who knows at this point? I don't know who else. Oh, Thornhill. She be sus lately. It's not Enid. I don't know. I don't know. I just really want to watch, but I need to restrain myself.
It's okay, because next week is the last one.
I know. I can't wait. I'm like, what day can we record?
Which is wild that next week is the last one.
I can record Monday.
This went by quick.
It did. But I think it's because we had recorded so much in advance.
So many at one time. Yeah.
Yeah. And then so the last four have just been like cranked out real fast.
Yeah, really fast. That makes sense.
But yeah, is there anything else?
That's all I can think of.
Me too. Well, in the meantime, hit us up on at Just For Our Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. And if you have any other ideas of what we should cover, please let us know.
This podcast is distributed on Anchor, which is a podcast app where you can record and distribute your podcast anywhere podcasts are heard, such as Apple Podcasts or Spotify. You can leave us rating reviews on either of those. That would always help out. Another thing you can do on Anchor is leave a voice message. That link is always in the description below, along with the link to our merch store that you guys can shop. Until next week. Go watch Legally Blonde.
Yes. The horror of it all.
The scariest movie you could ever see. Goodbye.
Bye.